and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Fighting raged at Myanmar's eastern frontier with Thailand on Saturday, witnesses, media, and Thailand's government said, forcing about 200 civilians to flee as rebels pressed to flush out junta troops hold up for days at a bridge border crossing. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Resistance fighters and ethnic minority rebels seized the key trading town of Miyawadi on the Myanmar side of the frontier on April 11th. It was a big blow to a well-equipped military that is struggling to govern and is now facing a critical test of its battlefield credibility. Thai Prime Minister Setta Tuasin said he was monitoring the unrest and Thailand was ready to provide humanitarian assistance if necessary. Myanmar's military took control in 2021 from an elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains in detention. The country is locked in a civil war between the military on one side and on the other, a loose alliance of established ethnic minority armies and a resistance movement born out of the junta's bloody crackdown on anti-coup protests.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. The House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke to reporters after the vote.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
The Senate would still need to approve the measures in the coming days, and President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package. For additional stories, visit VOAnews.com.